It's Monday, April 29th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, April 14th, 40 Christians were violently kicked out of their homes by Hindu extremists in India's eastern state of Odisha. The Christians were accused of following a foreign religion and were to leave the village if they continued to practice their faith, reports International Christian Concern. The attack began at 9:30 p.m. when a mob stormed into the homes of 7 Christian families and beat them with bamboo sticks. To escape the violent mob, the 40 Christians, including women and infants, fled for 2 miles through a thick forest in the dark. The mob then ransacked the 7 Christian homes. Jilla Vadeka said, quote, "We traveled to the police station for help, but no help was rendered. We were just told to come back tomorrow," end quote. Whether the police in India do what is right or not, God's justice will eventually prevail. Proverbs 21:15 declares, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." Last month, Democrats introduced the Equality Act of 2019. The House of Representatives will consider it this week. While its very name sounds good at first blush, it's a terrible idea. The central problem with the Equality Act is that it overrides the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That statute, which protects religious liberty, could no longer be used in the civil rights context. The Equality Act would be used to compel speech. Specifically, a Virginia high school teacher named Peter Vlaming lost his job for refusing to use masculine pronouns and referring to a female student who pretends to be a boy. The school still considered this a violation of its anti-discrimination policy. Plus, the Equality Act might well force medical professionals to act against their best medical judgment. For example, under state sexual orientation and gender identity laws, individuals who identify as transgender have sued Catholic hospitals in California and New Jersey for refusing to perform hysterectomies on otherwise healthy women who wanted to pretend to be men. Call 202-224-3121 and ask your congressman to oppose it. Or click on a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Enter your address under Find Politicians in the middle of the linked page and send an email to your 2 senators and your representative. The National Day of Prayer is quickly approaching this Thursday, May 2nd. Last month, the Barna Group released a report entitled, "What Makes for a Spiritually Vibrant Household?" They list 3 keys. First, spiritual practices, defined here as praying every day or two and reading the Bible weekly all together. Second, spiritual conversations, defined here as talking about God and faith at least weekly all together. And third, hospitality, defined here as welcoming non-family guests regularly, or at least several times a month. The Worldview recommends the Family Worship Book, a resource book for family devotions by Terry Johnson, to help your family become a spiritually vibrant household as well. Plus, find a National Day of Prayer event in your area by going to nationaldayofprayer.org and click on events. Psalm 116 verse 2 says, "Because God has inclined his ear to me, therefore I shall call upon him as long as I live." The S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite closed at record highs on Friday as better-than-expected economic data offset a mixed batch of corporate earnings, reports CNBC. District Judge Stanley Bostian in Washington State issued a preliminary nationwide injunction blocking the Trump administration's new Title X family planning policy, barring funding recipients from promoting or referring women for abortion days before it was to go into effect, reports the Christian Post. And finally, Army hero Noah Galloway's life dramatically changed in southwest Baghdad on his second tour of Iraq back in December of 2005. When an improvised explosive device, or IED, shattered his world, claiming both his left arm and left leg, reports the Christian Post. As he was driving the lead vehicle in Iraq at 2 in the morning to pick up some fellow soldiers, he didn't use headlights, but rather night vision goggles. He never saw a concealed tripwire, which set off a massive explosion that was so powerful, it sent Galloway's vehicle soaring through the air.
When my front tires hit it, it detonated a roadside bomb large enough that when it hit my door, It threw this 9,000-pound armored Humvee flying through the air and landed in a canal running adjacent to the road. And I don't remember any of it. I remember waking up on Christmas Day in Walter Reed when my parents were walking in. I had no idea what condition I was in.
From there, Galloway learned that he was a double amputee and that he would have an extensive road to recovery.
One minute, I was like, this is fine, I'll be okay. And the next, I was angry. And the next, I was crying like a baby.
Galloway was a mess, eating poorly and self-medicating with alcohol and tobacco, leaving his wife and kids at home as he went out carousing.
I was not a good person. I was not somebody that I would spend any time with right now. Aside from wanting to help them, but I would not hang out with.
Galloway vividly remembered the moment that rocked him to his core.
I walked out in the living room, and my three young children were sitting on the couch watching TV. And I realized to my two boys, I'm showing them what a man is, and that's what they're going to grow up to be. And to my little girl, I was showing her how a man's supposed to act, and that's what she's going to look for one day. And that absolutely just scared me to death. I didn't want that for them. So I slowly started making changes.
Galloway got back into eating healthy and working out, started speaking about his story, and has spent years now inspiring millions of people across the nation and the world. He's so fit now that he's made the cover of Men's Health, and he left a lasting impression in 2015 as a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. He's authored the book Living with No Excuses, The Remarkable Rebirth of an American Soldier. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at coloradofatherson.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 29th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.